podcast.
Super.
It's been really great to know that all the hard effort and all the hard work has actually paid off, not only locally, but internationally, too.
So how does it make you feel? I mean...
Amazing. It's just a great honor and makes me feel very, very well and very special.
It's amazing. That's amazing.
And one of the things that I'm also working now is that I'm actually writing a children's cookbook.
Okay.
On the sense of how to teach kids how to cook properly and how to cook healthy food, but at the same time make it fun and make it delicious. But teaching them also the safety skills that they need in the kitchen, how to do the grocery shopping, the importance of a proper nutritious meal and all that. So it's, you know, I'm really looking forward to actually not only staying with Ayukate, but develop new ideas and to show to the world that there's, if you have the desire and you really want to grow, there's always a way to do it.
Can you tell a little more about this project? It sounds really interesting.
It is, and for sure, once I finish with the book, I'll send you the draft to your email so you can read it and you can have actually one of the copies.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. I think it's such a fantastic idea for kids because kids love to cook. And this would be great. It's a fantastic idea. So
yeah.
So what got you into doing this? I mean, writing a book for kids.
Well, one of the things that I saw around the industry and working here, when I started Bayou Cafe, when I did the market research, one of the things that people really wanted was healthy food.
Right.
So basically, we started with mostly salads with the sauces, Cajun sauces and Creole sauces, and well, of course, po'boys, beignets, and all that. However, the salads and all that was the less things that were coming out of the menu. So then I realized that if I start making more Philly cheesesteaks, other type of sandwiches, chilies, and other things, people were actually a lot more happy. So what I did was cook all the food that they wanted,
right?
But I converted in a healthy way, using less oil, less salt, not too much sauces or too much processed food. Actually, I try to go more organic and more with fresh items.
Right.
And we basically have everything raw here, so we cut and saute, cook everything at that moment. So everything is freshly cut, freshly prepared, and I start to see that people love it. And when I saw kids coming here with their parents, I saw that they were liking the food, and the parents were always saying, oh my God, you know what? They never eat at home. I don't know how they're eating here.
Right.
So I was like, oh, because the food is fun and it's healthy. And that's how they popped in, and I was like, why they cannot actually cook at home? Why the kids cannot learn even how to make this food at home?
Right.
And that also is going to create a society that is going to be more healthy, because instead of using so much processed food or using products that they never even had, they can actually learn how to cook it at a young age at home, give them the resources for a good survival skill in the future, and at the same time can be designed to be able to cook in family with the parents for them to learn different new recipes and to have a better healthy meal and balanced food at home between families.
Right. That's amazing.
So that's how the idea came, just looking at the kids and looking at the people here at the coffee house.
So on a personal level, I mean, what do you get out of doing this? I mean,
my personal is a satisfaction to know that I can actually give an idea and show to the world that there's a new way to do things, and there's always a way to develop a healthy way of life, and that it never can be boring. Personally, also, it can help me increase my image, my reputation as a chef and as a professional in the hotel industry, and above all, just the satisfaction to know that I can make a change in the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm just writing this down. It's amazing.
Oh, not to worry.
So,